From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, and this is Marketplace Tech. This Wednesday, Peter Thiel and the burgeoning administration of President-elect Donald Trump wants to sit down with the powers that be of Silicon Valley, except in New York. Decisions on huge tech-oriented issues like encryption, visas, and automation may face the next administration. Tony Rahm is reporter for Politico. Tony, do we have any idea of what's going to happen at this meeting?
You know, we don't have an agenda, but I think it's pretty safe to say that this meeting is going to be a bit controversial. You know, for the past year, Donald Trump, as a candidate on the campaign trail, was pretty critical of tech companies. He lambasted Apple CEO Tim Cook. He threatened a boycott of Apple. He went after Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos and plenty of others.
So what role is Peter Thiel going to play in all of this?
You know, Peter Thiel has played a pretty active role behind the scenes since he joined Trump's transition effort in November. He's really the only person on that transition that really has any sort of tech expertise. And many of his aides are scattered throughout government, looking at agencies like the Treasury Department and the Pentagon, which also happen to be places where Peter Thiel has investments that stand to be, you know, affected by, you know, the regulation that government agencies put forward. So he's going to have to somehow mend the gap between tech companies that are upset and offended in some cases by what Donald Trump has said and a Trump administration that must engage those companies because they're such an important part of the U.S. economy.
What are you going to be watching for?
Well, I think there are a couple issues. First, it's to see whether he does go after some of those business deals in the way that he has with other industries. Second is whether we get into the thick of it on policy. You know, one of those big issues for the Obama administration was encryption. And plenty of folks in the Obama administration took differing views. But at the end of the day, there was a recognition among the Obama White House that tech companies had a very important argument to make around the security and privacy of devices and data. The still forming Trump administration does not have that diversity of viewpoint right now. And, you know, third, I guess the question is, how do CEOs who have called Trump a, quote, disaster of innovation now engage with the person who is in charge of the country? You know, it's his government that, you know, will have the final say over what many of those companies are able to do with their wide, vast inventions.
Tony Rahm, reporter with Politico. Tony, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Fox Searchlight, presenting Jackie from director Pablo Larraín and starring Natalie Portman as the First Lady in the days following the assassination of JFK as she fights to cement her husband's historical legacy in select theaters now. How the Deck is Stacked election coverage on Marketplace is produced in partnership with Frontline and PBS NewsHour and funded by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
If you sit down in almost any kind of theater in 2016, you're going to get an announcement that reminds you to turn your phone off. Well, not so at a production called Elements of Oz in downtown Manhattan, where you're asked to have your phone out with the volume up. The show is all about the Wizard of Oz. I've downloaded the Elements of Oz app, and it has this button on it that says Oz Vision. On stage is a mix of actors doing quick costume changes, technicians shooting live video and playing it back on a big screen. It looks unusual, a mix of intense choreography and improvisation. The play is pretty meta. It opens with a woman talking into her own phone's camera on a selfie stick while YouTube videos play on a large screen behind her from the Wizard of Oz YouTube conspiracy rabbit hole.
Some economists and historians insist that the book is an economic fairy tale. A story about America in the age of the gold standard. In their telling, each character represents a person or group active in the late 1800s.
The Scarecrow represents the farmers of the East who owed the banks mortgages. The Yellow Brick Road is the gold standard. Did you know The Wizard of Oz was all about the economy? Me neither. Pretty soon, the audience's phones all perk up at the same time, with more YouTube videos of people singing. It's a cool effect, but the phones also feature AR or augmented reality elements. Pick up your device and move it around, and you'll see some flying monkeys on your screen layered over what your phone camera sees. While all of this is happening, a musician is sitting on a couch on the stage with a guitar and a bunch of effects pedals, creating a live soundtrack. And actors are playing all the key characters, doing shot-for-shot recreations of scenes from the movie.
Now I know we're not in Kansas.
The scenes that are taped live on stage in front of you are played back on the big video screen a few minutes later. Marianne Weems is the artistic director of the Builders Association, which made the production. How did you come up with this amazing, layered, tech-forward production? How did you come up with this idea?
So the layer of the phones is really about kind of looking at Oz as this technicolor door that we escape into. So, you know, like your device is, in a sense, this kind of Oz, where if you're standing in line at the supermarket or anywhere, you immediately want to go through this door into this other world and sort of be transported to another place.
So why mix the phone into the production here?
At this point, it's kind of ludicrous to ask people into a theater and then tell them to abandon, you know, one of their most beloved devices. To me, it's more, you know, active to like keep the dialogue going. So it's about setting up a kind of somewhat distracted energy where you have to, where the audience has to choose whether they're looking at the stage or the phone, and how we can sort of combine those things so they're not competing with each other, but they're kind of complementing each other.
How do you see the use of technology evolving in the theater?
There's always been a kind of level of technology in theater. I mean, even lights at one point were, you know, a very radical innovation. That's part of why the AR is so satisfying, because it's like being able to add yet another layer, you know, in this very physical form, to have something kind of virtual on top of it.
Marianne Weems is the artistic director of the Builders Association, the company behind the production. Marianne, thank you very much
for talking
to me. If you want to learn more about this super techie production, you can head to marketplacetech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.